following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. As someone who dislikes sharing their thoughts and always saying, I don't know, this podcast is meant to showcase my opinions and my top 10 lists. Join me, DJ Opinion, as I talk about a new list every episode, ranging from my top 10 favorite songs to my top 10 fears. Welcome back to POV, my top 10. This week's episode is going to be my very last episode, and today's topic is going to be my top 10 guilty pleasures. Most of these are pretty tame, and others are a little bit more embarrassing, and let's get on with it. Number 10 on my list is guilty pleasure foods. And there are many different foods, but I'd say bread, chicken nuggets, french fries, and chocolate are my main guilty pleasure foods. For bread, I really love eating just plain bread most of the time, toasted or not. And once my friend bought me a whole baguette from Safeway because I told him that I really liked bread, and I really ate like half the baguette in an hour. I mean, less than that, but we were having a show for choir and I couldn't really finish it all, so I ate it in that amount of time. I really like eating chocolate, both sweet and dark chocolate. I also like to eat chicken nuggets. I bought a whole big pack of those dino nuggets from Costco, and if you don't like dino nuggets, shame on you, because these are my favorite guilty pleasure foods from when I was little. My aunt would always make them, would dip them in the ketchup and just eat them. Oh my god, I love them so freaking much. Number 9 on my list, I don't know if it's really a healthy guilty pleasure, but I like partaking in it. I really like watching romantic movies or rom-coms. Most of the time, it makes me feel happy and bubbly inside and wishing I had whatever the characters in that movie had. I'm also a really big hopeless romantic, so I'm really into those kinds of things in those movies. It kind of makes me want to feel the same way. Sometimes I end up crying a lot of times from these romantic movies, whether it's from happiness or sadness. But I really like watching romantic movies just for the sake of what it makes me feel, in a way, I guess. In the beginning of the year, I remember watching a few romantic movies with some friends, and I was just bawling at the end of each movie. And I'd probably find some more rom-coms or just romantic movies in general to watch over the summer and cry more to it, because I just like the way it makes me feel, you know? And if you have any recommendations on romantic movies to watch, please do recommend them to me. Number 8 on my list is a bit weird, and I hope it won't make you think any less of me, but it's kind of finding people on social media and kind of stalking them in a way. Not really stalking, but more looking through their pages, looking through their pictures and posts, seeing if I have any mutual friends that they follow. I don't know why, but it just seems really interesting to me what people post about their life and what I can gauge or learn about them by just looking at their profile before getting to know them or after getting to know them, and what else I can find about them that I didn't know before. I don't know why, but to me, I spend a lot of time, I guess, looking through social media, so that's why it's fun to me in a way. And if you ask me to find somebody, I could probably find somebody on social media relatively quick. Yeah, it's kind of weird, but I really have fun doing it. Number 7 on my list is binging animes and shows. I really like indulging on this guilty pleasure mainly because all these animes and shows that I watch tend to be really interesting, I really like the art, the music and soundtrack, the character development, and the way the shows are written. I have an entire list made to help me keep track of the shows that I watch for anime. I have probably, I think, about 80 anime that I've watched so far. I definitely need to add more this summer. I will be binging a lot more this summer. I have over 20 anime, I think, that are on my to-watch list, and there's probably definitely many more that I want to add, since there's also a lot of animes that are upcoming in the next fall and winter time. I also really like watching these shows because a lot of them make me really happy, and the way these fictional characters have an effect on my life and have like such a big part of my happiness. And yeah, I don't know why, but I just really like indulging on these anime shows. Number 6 on my list is a little bit embarrassing and a little childish, but I really like pretending I'm in a music video every time I'm alone and I play music really loud and I'm singing. Either if I'm driving in the car or if I'm in my room by myself, I'll usually blast some music. In my room, I'll be dancing and singing, like, into the mirror or something. If I'm in the car, I'll usually roll all the windows down and pretend I'm singing along to this music video and somebody's next to me with another car just filming me. It's odd because I get extreme anxiety and stage fright singing in front of others, but by myself, I just let go and I feel like I'm singing in this music video. I feel like I'm free. All these people are like cheering for me, kind of. To me, it just feels really relieving, and it's something I like to do once in a while when I feel genuinely happy. Number 5 on my list is something that may make me sound mean, but I really enjoy gossiping with my friends. It's definitely a guilty pleasure that I really like partaking in, especially when I'm at school. I think when I'm talking with my friends, I don't want to sound mean. I guess it does make me really mean, but just gossiping about the latest things that I've heard from other people and just kind of what we hear around us, kind of also eavesdropping, I guess. That also makes me sound like a bad person, but something about it is kind of fun and thrilling, just listening to things going around you, learning new things about people. I don't usually use it as something that when I've never met somebody, I don't usually base it off of what gossip I've heard. But it's something that I usually look out for if it's a bad thing about that person most of the time. But yeah, gossiping is something that I really like indulging in as a guilty pleasure. If you remember from one of my previous podcasts where I talked about my top 10 phone apps that I used, I talked about using Pinterest a lot. So number 4 on my list, this guilty pleasure, I really enjoy making Pinterest boards. I have over 100 boards made and over 1,000 pins saved. I really like using those pins to kind of save things about my future in a way. I have a wedding board saved with a whole bunch of wedding dresses, wedding rings, wedding decorations. I also have boards saved for profile pictures, anime pictures, some recipes. I don't know why, but I spend a lot of time on Pinterest for the fun of it. I think just having a lot of ideas in one place just helps with my creativity, and it's really fun. I also use it to help me create outfit ideas. I don't know how to dress myself. I usually pull the first thing that I see out of my closet. and I find it really helpful and fun. Number three on my list is online shopping. I think a lot of people also partake in this guilty pleasure. For me, most of the time, I just save a lot of items into my likes, and I just keep them there for a long, long time before I actually decide whether or not I want to buy it. But then again, whenever I do want to buy things, I tend to shop for a super long time, and everything that I've saved, I usually go through how much I want and add most of them to my cart, and it takes me a lot to hold back whenever I online shop. And it's just so fun. I also probably have a spending problem, I guess. I don't go crazy, but when I do think I spend a lot more than I should be. But online shopping to me is really fun. It's just hard because my sizes are so different and a lot of clothes don't tend to fit me when I buy them. That's why I usually wait to go in store. But when I know my sizes and know the store really well, I tend to go crazy. Number two on my list for guilty pleasures is playing video games. When I play video games, I usually spend 5 to 6 hours or more playing video games at a time when I do have time to play. And it's not really healthy, but I do really enjoy playing games. I usually play Valorant a lot, but not so much anymore because there have been quite a few changes, but also things... I've gotten busy and I haven't had time to play as much, but when I do play games now, I usually tend to play League of Legends, Rainbow Six Siege, and also sometimes Apex Legends. Most of these video games I learned from my friends, and they were the first people that got me into video games and taught me how to play. I'm still not very good at it, but I do like playing for the fun of it. And playing with my friends also makes it really fun. So I do like indulging and spending a lot of my time on video games, which I probably shouldn't. So I'm looking into new things to do. But when I do play games, it's really fun to me. And last but not least, as I also mentioned in my top 10 favorite apps that I use most often podcasts, I mentioned TikTok. And this last guilty pleasure that I enjoy is scrolling on TikTok. When I tell you that I am on TikTok for a lot of the time, I really mean it, because I spend probably over 8 hours at a time scrolling every single day. I'm always watching cat videos, gaming edits, anime edits. I watch some kind of like therapy things that people say on TikTok, like quotes and such. I spend so much time on there just mindlessly scrolling, and I find the algorithm also really helpful because it's very relatable in a way. I really like TikTok because it's super easy to just keep on scrolling. I also spam my friends by sending a whole bunch of TikToks that I watch. And I follow quite a few people on TikTok. I don't make any myself, but I do like trying out the funny TikTok filters that are on, or saving some of the sounds as if I will ever make a TikTok. But yeah, I probably won't ever. It's still a fun app that I use a lot of the time though. And it's a good thing that I don't have screen time on, or else I'd probably be staring at my 14-hour screen time of just TikTok. Maybe I should turn it on though, so that it could stop my addiction. And that ends off the last episode of my last podcast. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me and listening along every episode. If you missed a few episodes, they're still going to be posted until the end of summer. So please do go back and listen. And thank you again.